Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky, but Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Shop up to 50% off site-wide, plus door busters and a free professional measure during the Black Friday sneak peek sale at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Whatever happens today, plan to conquer it with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. True North Convenience Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. Our brew is truly perfect for any time of the day. During October and November, enter for a chance to win free coffee for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or find the mobile app in your favorite app store. Offer valid 10/7 through 12/1. True Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Fan Hotline is presented by Sullivan Super Service, Pittsburgh's trusted plumbing and HVAC provider for over 50 years. Sunday night is going to do monster ratings, not just here in Pittsburgh, but all over the country. Fans like stories like this. All-time great quarterback, still got a little lead in his pencil, getting ready to take on his former team. The emotions, the sentimentality, all that stuff. And that's why the schedule makers at the NFL put this game in prime time, keeping their fingers crossed that they would get this Aaron Rodgers matchup. And that's why Mike Florio from Pro Football Talk will make the jaunt from his massive estate down in West Virginia up to Pittsburgh Sunday to cover this game for NBC. Hello, Mike.
Lead in his pencil.
Yeah, I don't know if
that what that means.
Yeah, now, well, I think now that I think about it, doesn't that have sexual innuendo, Mulsey?
Probably.
Yeah, yeah. My bad.
Also, aren't most of these pencils made with graphite anyway?
Well, yeah, because lead's bad.
Yeah, well, we don't want lead in these things anymore.
Either way, I've heard that saying before,
but not in that context.
It's always had a connotation that.
Yeah,
it doesn't relate to football abilities.
Right. Mike.
By the way, it's hat day, so I went and got my hat. I got my PFT hat. These are available online. I don't know what they cost. They're somewhere at PFT, but I saw you guys had hats on, so I went and got my hat.
Nice.
I realize as I'm looking at the screen right now where we're all talking to each other, I look like I'm trying to do one of those interviews where they would disguise my voice and I'd have a shadow over my face because the hat I have is always pulled so low that it just obscures my eyes completely. Probably a bad look for video.
Mike, Aaron Rodgers is obviously the story of this game. Six games into his Steelers experiment, do you get the sense that he's going to be in Pittsburgh beyond 2025?
Oh, I don't know. He seemed irritated the entire game on Thursday night. It reminded me of that old bit from Seinfeld where George Costanza said, "They'll think you're busy if you just act pissed off all the time." I mean, every time they cut to him on Thursday night, he was upset, but it worked. He was great. The only caveat I would apply, and I've heard him suggest that maybe it'll be more than 1 year, don't let how well it goes this year influence whether you do it again, because it's probably going to be hard to duplicate. I think back to Brett Favre, 2009, brink of the Super Bowl, his first year with the Vikings. The second year, it went horribly poorly for Brett Favre in Minnesota. So there's always that chance it's never going to be as good as it was that first year. And it's going pretty well so far. So he looks like he can still do it. He can move. He can throw. He threw some lasers. That Hail Mary was a thing of beauty. It was so funny to see Joe Flacco. Everybody on the sideline for the Bengals is celebrating. Cut to the stadium seats. The fans are all happy. And right before the Hail Mary play started, Joe Flacco had this look on his face like, oh, wait a minute. Wait a minute. I've seen this movie before. And it was amazing edge of the seat stuff. I was hoping he would convert it because they were acting like the game was over. And it's like, it's not over with Aaron Rodgers. It's never over with Aaron Rodgers.
I'm surprised nobody, when he does this now, just scouts him rolling out to the reverse side, like immediately spinning around to his left to get some space and then winding up into it. But I kind of hope nobody listens to me say that and looks for it if he has to throw another one, because it's weirdly thrilling because you know the ball's going to get there. And you know there's going to be at least a puncher's chance. So the idea, though, of him being back next year, Mike, if he continues apace here, and I know what you said about Favre, isn't quarterback like the kind of position that attracts the people who have a hard time saying, no, I'm going to let discretion be the better part of valor here? These are all hyper-confident people. If he throws 35, 36 touchdowns and is the reason they get to the playoffs and maybe even win a playoff game, I just think for him, it would be almost impossible to say, yeah, you know what? It probably will be harder next year. I'm just going to walk away.
Oh, I think it makes it very difficult, especially if we believe the idea that when he retires, he's going...
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky, but Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Shop up to 50% off site-wide, plus door busters and a free professional measure during the Black Friday sneak peek sale at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.
Going to disappear and we're never going to hear from him again. I don't believe that.
I know. That came up on the Thursday night broadcast.
And they made fun of it. Didn't they basically say they didn't believe it either on Thursday?
I mean, this is a guy who was linked to possibly running for vice president of the United States. So he doesn't strike me as somebody who's just going to walk off into the sunset and never be heard from again. Anybody that will sit for 3 hours with Joe Rogan for a podcast without a pee break is not somebody that's going to disappear and never be heard from again.
The great irony of this season so far for the Steelers, Mike, is that Aaron Rodgers is on pace to shatter their single season passing touchdown record with 40. And at the same time, there's questions about how good this team is because Mike Tomlin's defense has let them down so many times. They are 19th in scoring defense with $160 million defensive payroll. They're 31st against the pass. How would you evaluate Mike Tomlin's performance so far this year, Mike?
Well, I mean, it is personnel driven, and I was surprised by the failure to devote additional resources on a consistent basis to Jamar Chase. There was so much talk about stopping the run. And not stopping the run obviously makes it easier to pass, but it reminded me of one of those games you'll see in a college level from time to time where everyone knows who's getting the ball and no one can stop him no matter what. 23 targets, 16 catches. They didn't have an answer for Jamar Chase. They didn't have an answer for anything the Bengals did. They scored too quickly on that 68-yarder to Pat Freiermuth because the Bengals went right down the field and scored. And frankly, and this dovetails with what we were talking about earlier with the Hail Mary, I was surprised they didn't try to throw a deeper out route with 7 seconds left. They only needed 13 yards from where that drive started to give Chris Boswell a shot at a 70-yarder. And we know he can make a 70-yarder.
That's a great point.
He made week one.
That's a very good point, actually. I hadn't thought about that.
That would have been absolutely electrifying. As fun as they are to watch Rodgers throw a ball 70 yards in the air, I think it would have been an absolute electric factory there to see if Boswell could clip a 70-yarder to beat the Bengals. My God, that would have been glorious.
And look, I love Al Michaels, but they acted like the game was over. And my son and I were watching the game down in our barn, and I was yelling, it's not over. Between the kickoff rule, the K-ball, you have a good kicker.
Yep.
The Bengals screwed up the kickoff. They should have put it in play. They should have put the ball between the 5 and the goal line.
Great
and
point.
To return, tick, tick, tick. When you put it in the end zone and you give the Steelers a ball on the 35, you are 13 yards away from a 70-yard field goal. I thought that's what they were going to do. 70, 15, 13, boom, out, get it. But they set up the Hail Mary instead. And I don't know if that was deliberate, but they set up the Hail Mary instead of the field goal. But we know Boswell could bang it from 70 if he had to.
Mike, wide receivers are still on the brain here and have been for years for Steelers fans. The latest big names out there, Jaylen Waddle, Chris Olave, Jacoby Myers came out again this week and said, yes, I'd like to be traded.
I'd love to get out of here.
As we approach the trade deadline, what are the likelihood of any of those guys getting moved?
Well, it's funny because there was, I think it was two Sundays ago, ESPN and NFL Network, one of their Sunday splash reports, as Sean Payton calls them derisively, was, we've seen some trades, we might see more. Well, thank you.
Stepping out on that limb right there, huh?
Yeah. Here's the reality. We got 2 weekends of football left. You will have teams that are sellers that maybe shift into neutral if they win the next 2 games. You have teams that currently aren't buyers that become buyers. It all comes down to what happens these next 2 weeks. And then you got 2 days after that ninth Sunday to get it done. But opportunities may emerge that we aren't currently thinking about for the Steelers based on what happens the next 2 weeks. If teams that are in that bubble right now of maybe they can turn it around, lose the next 2 games. I mean, look at Cincinnati. They're talking about possibly trading Trey Hendrickson. They get that win last Thursday night. They're 3-4. They could be 5-4 by the time the trade deadline arrives. Then are you going to sell off assets? So I'm a big fan of moving that later and later because it really is hard to decide who's in play. Now, the Raiders, obviously, if Jacoby Myers, if they're willing to move him, they're done. The Dolphins are done. I just don't know about taking on Jaylen Waddle's salary. I'd have to look at the contract. But, yeah, there's going to be guys. There's going to be options. How much do you want to give up, though, to get a guy? And what'd they give up last year to get Mike Williams? Was it like a fifth rounder?
Yes.
I think it was a fifth, yeah.
Yep.
Yeah. But look at the Jets. The Jets pissed away a third rounder last year for Davante Adams, and that was a waste. So
yep.
You got to be very careful about the temptation because you may hurt yourself next year. It's hard to take a receiver and plug him into an offense on the fly and get it to work.
Mike, hold on. I have to ask you one more here. I know how much you love power rankings, and when PFT comes out with their power rankings, I'm sure you're just elated and thinking about doing the next week's Steelers.
Are you talking about PFT Commoner, or are you talking about PFT, the website?
No, the actual okay. Power rankings.
Because PFT Commoner and Big Cat were talking about my nipples getting pierced this week. Mike,
was that in their power rankings category?
No.
It made their tears.
Mike, do you agree? I'll just bring this up since I know you know those guys. Do you agree with Big Cat's assessment that Pony making this bet based on the Bengals winning? He said, if the Bengals win, I'll get my nipples pierced. Just sounds more like a guy who wanted an excuse to get his nipples pierced.
It sure sounds like that.
Okay. Yeah. I'm just making sure on the same page. This is just a quick one. You guys dropped the Steelers precipitously, I think from either fifth or third down to like 12th. What was just the most alarming thing about watching that game unfold the way it did then that would have you dropping them back towards the middle of the pack maybe for right now?
Well, when you're 4-1 and everything is lining up in your favor and you're taking on a wounded team with a 40-year-old quarterback who was traded for a reason. All the noise last week that emanated from Mike Tomlin about Andrew Berry trading Joe Flacco. Joe Flacco statistically was the worst qualifying quarterback among all NFL starters entering that game. His passer rating was down near 60. He had been abysmal all year long. So this was, I just think, a snapshot that maybe the Steelers were higher than they should have been. You know, they should have lost to the Patriots, and they've had other games that could have gone either way. That Jets game came down to the 60-yarder from Chris Boswell. So it was time to ease them back a little bit. And the other reality is teams behind them win, and that knocks them up. It's a difficult process, but it really isn't. I just, like, okay, where do they all fit? It's like a puzzle, and you move the pieces around every week. But if you win, that's good. And if you lose, that's bad. Thanks, Captain Obvious.
Mike, enjoy your time in Pittsburgh on Sunday. Thank you.
Thanks, guys.
Mike Florio, brought to you by JP Roofing and Siding, your hometown roofing expert. You can listen to us on demand, Apple Podcasts, Spotify, wherever you get your podcasts. All right, Aaron Rodgers, he doesn't do McAfee anymore. This is the only place you're going to hear him talk about the game against Green Bay, and that is up next. Quick timeout, then a long commercial-free segment. It's the PM team.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of...
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Shop up to 50% off site-wide, plus a free professional measure during the Black Friday sneak peek sale going on right now at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Deborah had to have surgery.
I had hip surgery in November of 2024.
Her United Healthcare nurse, Crystal, checked on her.
We do a routine call after surgery, and I could tell that she was struggling.
Deborah needed help.
My infection markers were through the roof.
And Crystal knew what to do.
I called the hospital and said she's coming in.
And got Deborah the help she needed.
Crystal and United Healthcare saved my life.
Hear more stories like Deborah's at UHC.com. Benefits, features, and or devices vary by plan area. Limitation and exclusions apply.
Coming at you live from Auto Trader, here's New Car Energy.
There's search and inventory. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. It's smarter car shopping just
for
you.
Find your next ride at autotrader.com, powered by Auto Intelligence.